Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. If you don't heal from what hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I enjoy, and I think you will too. The goal of each episode is to help you to be better informed by giving you the information you need so you can come to your own conclusions about what's happening in your world. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Harding, in which they talk about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. I listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show every week, and you should too. You can find The Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. You can also go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friends from the School of Life share some thoughts with us on recovering from childhood trauma. Enjoy.
What is trauma? A trauma is not merely a terrible event, though it is very much that too. It is a terrible event that has not been adequately processed, understood, and unpicked, and that has, through neglect, been able to cast a very long and undeserved shadow over huge areas of experience. The concept of trauma was first observed in military contexts. Let us imagine that in bed one night, in a country torn apart by civil war, we hear a car alarm, followed a few seconds later by a huge explosion. Our neighborhood is destroyed and several members of our family are killed. We are devastated, but under pressure to continue with our lives, are unable to reflect adequately or properly to mourn what has happened. We are forced to move on from a dreadful experience with fateful haste and a lack of emotional assimilation. And yet the unattended memory of bloodshed, chaos, and loss doesn't disappear. Instead, it curdles into an unknown interior presence we call trauma, which means that in the years and decades ahead, even in the most peaceful circumstances, whenever we hear a car alarm, or indeed any high-pitched sound, that of an elevator's ping, for example, we are mysteriously, for reasons we don't really understand, thrown back into our original panic, as if 1,000 tons of TNT were about to explode once again. However appalling this can be, psychologists have learnt that trauma can as easily be acquired in ostensibly peaceful circumstances. We don't need to have been through a war to be traumatized in multiple ways. Imagine a 6-year-old child who makes an error in a maths exam and takes the news home. Suddenly her father, who drinks too much and might be battling depression and paranoia, flies into a rage, shouts at her, smashes a household object and slams multiple doors. From the perspective of a 6-year-old, it feels like the world is ending. There is no way to make sense of the moment, beyond taking responsibility for it, and as a result, feeling like a terrible human being. And from this, a trauma develops, this one centered around making mistakes. Every slip-up on this person's part threatens to unleash an explosion in others. Far into adulthood, every time there is a risk of an error, there is a terror that someone else will get dementedly furious. Everyone becomes terrifying because one person in particular who was spine-chilling hasn't been thought about and reckoned with in memory. The solution in all such cases is to get a better sense of the specific incidents in the past that have generated difficulties in order to unhook the mind from its expectations. The clue that we are dealing with a trauma rather than any sort of justified fear lies in the scale and intensity of feelings that descend in conditions when there is no objective rationale for them. It's peacetime, a colleague is kind, and yet still there is terror, still there is self-disgust, still there is shame. We know then that we are not dealing with silliness or madness, or indeed genuine danger, but with an unprocessed incident from the past, casting a debilitating shadow on a more innocent present. As traumatized people, the memory of the founding incident is within us, but our conscious minds swerve away from the possibility of engaging with it and neutralizing it through rational examination. When we can finally feel comfortable and safe enough to dare look back, we'll be able to see the traumatizing moment for what it was, outside of our original panic and our youthful or illogical conclusions, that it was our fault, that we did something wrong, that we are sinful. Liberating ourselves will mean understanding the specific, local, and relatively unique features of what has traumatized us, and then growing aware of how our minds have multiplied and universalized the difficulty, in part to protect us from an encounter which was once too difficult to grapple with. We will realize that it was one bomb that exploded and destroyed the neighborhood, and that however dreadful this might have been, there is no reason for all high-pitched noises to terrify us. Similarly, it was one father who screamed at us for making a mistake when we were tiny, yet not everyone who is in authority threatens to annihilate us in adulthood. Countless situations will be frightening so long as individual incidents have not been understood and thought through with kindness and imagination. By properly gripping an original event in the claws of our rational adult mind and stripping it of its mystery, we will be able to repatriate fearful emotions and render the world less unnerving than it presently seems. Life as a whole won't have to be so terrifying once we understand the bits of it that truly once were.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.